What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.
Hellboy. They just decided that there wasn't enough Hellboy in the movie theaters. There's been a lack of Hellboy around the cinemas. So why not? Let's reboot the franchise that everybody is walking and protesting down the streets to see. So they came out, the man, Neil Marshall, who is rumored to be doing the sequel to Kong Skull Island, which I hope doesn't happen. Kong Skull Island was a really fun monster movie. But if this movie is any kind of example of this man's ability to tell a story, I'm not looking forward to it. There's parts of this movie that that were kind of fun. I knew going into it, it was rated horribly. I don't really care about Hellboy. I've never seen the first ones, never read the comic books. There wasn't a lot in theaters that looked very interesting. The trailer for this looked fun. And I thought maybe it would be, maybe it's so bad it's good. You know, when a movie is 9% on Rotten Tomatoes, I think it's maybe up to 13% now. I would imagine that maybe there's potential for it to be like Replicas, where it's, I'm getting to see some unintentional comedy. It's kind of, it's kind of weird, man. I don't really know. I tried to watch the original. It's on some streaming service, but I just don't care. But I was in this movie enough, it was some fun action scenes, some really bad action scenes. Like, he fights different monsters and giants and things like that, and some of them are fun. There was this really long extended action scene where it, a lot of the action, it's close up, you don't really see what's going on, but you kind of get an idea of like, whoa, there's this one scene where in the middle of a fight the camera pans back and gets a wide shot of these two people fighting each other, Hellboy and I think it's like a warthog or something like that. But as soon as the camera panned back, the only fighting that happened was one character grabbing the other one and hitting him a couple times. Like, zero fight choreography, zero use of the full frame of camera to portray a fun fight moment. But it did probably the most unchoreographed kind of fight thing you could do, of just one stationary character grabbing, immobilizing another character so he can't move now that there's a giant frame to move within, and let's just do the most basic of actions to that. It was bad. It was so bad. Then there's parts of this story, which I don't know if it's part of the original, and I hope it's not. It makes me have a lot less care about this Hellboy character. So according to this movie, Hellboy's mom was a descendant of King Arthur. So King Arthur's mom had more kids. She had a daughter who had a daughter who had a daughter. And then that great-granddaughter of King Arthur's mom had sex with a demon. And the child that came from this human ancestor of King Arthur with a demon is you get Hellboy, who was, discovered by this guy when he came to the crust, and he's like, this is going to be nurture over nature. I'm going to raise this demon child to do good. We're going to make sure his horns aren't there, because I'm pretty sure that's where the power of hell is, like his antenna gets beamed in through his horns. So we need to make sure we keep those horns, cut off. Clearly, and manicured also in this movie. There's a manicuring of the horn stubs, but it's, very ineffective. It's literally done for show. It's almost like the director thought maybe he was doing a play where the people are going to be far away and you're not actually going to see the character filing down the nub, the very rough nub of horn that's on Hellboy's head. But in the movie, it's a very large close-up of this horn that's all rough. I mean, it's clearly made a prosthetic, But then they have this scene where he's supposed to be filing it down to make it look better, but it doesn't change at all. It's really bad. It's really bad. It was like, whatever. This is bad. I'll move past it. But when I saw the King Arthur thing and how he's supposed, which I don't know if that's part of the story, but it became part of this one, the King Arthur story, where now Hellboy is a descendant of King Arthur, and the sword in the stone becomes part of this thing as well. But Hellboy doesn't grab the sword at first because he has a premonition that he will be the end of the world if Hellboy is reunited with King Arthur's sword for some reason. It's weird, like, you have, like, old English storytelling of, like, you know, King Arthur, and then you have Hellboy, which is, you know, it's a comic book, but you have to believe that Christianity is a real thing for there to be a hell, for a Hellboy to come from. So it's like, it's these kind of weird stretches, these tangents that don't have any relation. Hellboy that comes off this splintering of a religious ideal, like the bad guy of a religious ideal. They made a comic book Hellboy character. And then there's, you know, the whole King Arthur legend that, you know, oh, well, let's stretch it out where it's like King Arthur, you know, he had... His mom had a daughter also, and then that daughter had a daughter, and that daughter had a daughter, and then that daughter was into fucking animal-type things, the beast. I mean, in the movie, it shows the beast, the demon, as like a hairy kind of a beast kind of a thing, like a, basically an animal, kind of like the... Maybe that's what the... was it not Sleeping Beauty? What's the one? Beauty and the Beast. Maybe the story of Beauty and the Beast is taken from Hellboy's mom and dad hooking up. Like, Beauty and the Beast is the demon, a.k.a. Hellboy's actual dad, and the Beauty is a.k.a. the great-great-grandchild of King Arthur. Like, he's the great-great-granduncle of the Beauty, and then the Beauty has sex with an animal in this Disney movie called Beauty and the Beast. So there's bestiality happening in Disney, and now the offspring of that Disney bestiality is Hellboy 2019, directed by Neil Marshall. None of this movie, like when it does that in the movie. Now, the premise is they're trying to, the bad guys, this kind of really overly caricaturish, funny kind of right-hand man of the witch that's trying to, he's trying to piece the witch together. She was cut up in pieces and taken and buried in different parts of the world so that she may never be put together again, so she cannot bring the end of days or whatever. But then she has this really funny, like, warthog kind of a guy that's tasked with he has the task of trying to find the different body parts and put her back together. And Hellboy's got to stop him. And, you know, that was interesting. That was okay. And then there's, like, a thing where it's like, okay, actually she needs to have sex with Hellboy for it to happen. But then, no, Hellboy just needs to grab the sword for the, no. And then it's just very confusing. There's way too many things going on. I have no... Like, this movie ruined me on all hell... Like, I didn't really care about the first Hellboys. I don't care about them now. There's nothing about the character I like. This movie was horrible. I hate it. It ruined my time on this earth. But there was a couple fun action moments. But that's about it. Like, if this movie is on the background at a doctor's office, it's not the worst thing that could happen. You could find out you have AIDS or cancer or something like that in the doctor's office. You could also look up and see some bad action moments in this thing. But maybe the audio's turned down, so you're not really giving a shit about what the stories and the plot's trying to be. It's just bad. But that's it for this episode. No more Hellboy. No more. New episodes of this show come out daily. Subscribe on IGTV and everywhere else podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at patreon.com/InspiredDisorder. InspiredDisorder.com for all of my original artwork. Go buy some paintings now at Ray Taylor for me on all social media. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out.